What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports, it's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive, bit season, couple of regular guys, it's bit season, go have yourself a laugh, it's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season Episode 87. I'm Drav T-Shirt.
And I'm Matt Valdez.
We're actually recording on Wednesday this week because Valdez is putting other priorities ahead of the show. I think he's golfing. Shocker.
We have, it's actually a very important golf outing. It's a big schmooze that
are you networking?
Yes, that not only myself, but other people around the station were asked to do, so... We are recording today so that we can go take care of a client friend of someone we know.
That's a very roundabout way to say you're playing golf with Chuck tomorrow.
I am playing golf with Chuck tomorrow.
Chuck from Pamplona.
I am.
Okay.
Give me a break. We're playing out at Trump the week after the live event. I'm sure the course isn't going to be in mint condition.
We'll definitely be getting into... the golf course and the event National this past week, the Live Golf event.
Yes, Junkies in the Wild. Drab and I had a weekend date. We lament about the fact how we don't hang out on the weekends. Well, Saturday, Drab and myself were out together all day long.
Right. Before we get into today's episode, we want to remind you guys that it's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep supports Bit Season, a Matt and Matt show. Get some today at don'tsleepenergy.com and use promo code BITTIES for 10% off every order. Follow and like on all social media. Don't Sleep Energy. We love Don't Sleep. Mike, and I got to tell you, I think we'll get into it later, but I hung out with Mike from Don't Sleep this past week.
And I want to hear all about your tales going to a high school baseball game.
I got to thank the Bit Season listeners out there. He told me the orders are going crazy with the Bit Season. He knows because they all say promo code BITTIES on them.
And so we are hot in Vienna.
He said, no. Don't Sleep. Okay. I've been going crazy all over.
Good.
From everybody. So appreciate you guys supporting our sponsor. And if you
makes us look good. We appreciate
I'll tell you that he's happy. He's a happy sponsor of the show. So if you are interested in sponsoring the show, hit us up on social media. at Bit Season. We see all the DMs on Twitter, Instagram, and yeah, we'd love to have you on board on the show. Mike is very happy, very happy to be on the Bit Season.
Hey, speaking of social media,
yeah,
I wanna make a commentary that I noticed
over
the Memorial Day weekend and everything. I think I'm going to start focusing a lot of my content to Instagram instead of Twitter nowadays.
Really? Okay. Why is that?
What's going on? Because I feel like I've grown my Twitter to the point where it's...
Oh, you're all about the likes and interactions?
It's... The following's not going to grow. Instagram could use a little bump. So I think I'm going to start putting most of my content on Instagram.
Why don't you run the Bit Season Instagram?
I should.
You've got 15,000 followers. 1,490 of them are 14,000
are golf accounts.
It used to be a Golf Babe account or something like that, and somebody gave it to us, and we hardly ever run it.
Okay, well,
take over the if you're a big Instagram guy, take over the Bit Season Instagram.
I'll try to find more content for that, but I noticed that when you post content to Instagram, people are a lot more. Supportive, I guess you could say.
What are you getting into Twitter fights?
No. I'm not getting into Twitter fights, but
you don't like the negativity.
What I've noticed is that on Twitter, for whatever you post or whatever you're thinking, whatever it is that there has to be a winner and there has to be a loser. You know what I mean? Someone has to be right. Someone has to be wrong.
It's a hot take factory.
Yes, that's a great way to put it. It's a hot take factory.
Mm-hmm.
People are jumping in from the clouds with their opinions, their rants, their anecdotes, which may be true or untrue.
I don't even see you tweet that much.
I know.
What are these beefs that you're getting into, these big debates,
no,
Stephen
no, no.
A?
So when I consume, you're right, I don't use Twitter that often. But what I use Twitter for is I'm consuming information for the show. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm trying to find topics. I'm trying to learn about what's going on in pop culture and what's going on around the world. And I try to see commentary on it. And it's just the back and forth between everyone is very negative. And I just told myself, well, I don't want to be involved with this. So, like, I post pictures of... the Murph that I did on Memorial Day. I know you have a lot of thoughts about that.
I'm over the Murph.
But
rest in peace.
But so if I posted that to Twitter, you know, nobody cares. Everyone calls you fat. Everyone hates you. You're a brainwashed moron for doing the Murph. You do it on Instagram. Everyone is saying, great job, way to go, what was your time, you know, congrats, man, happy Memorial Day. It's a different vibe.
I like the Instagram vibe more than the Twitter vibe. I see plenty of crap talking on Instagram.
Well, too. I haven't gotten that yet, so that's good.
But that's usually... big accounts. Like, I'll go into big accounts, and I actually like snarky comments. I like to read snarky comments.
No, I'm not saying that you're not allowed to chirp on Instagram. I'm just noticing that people...
Look at you, Mr. Evolving, Mr. Positivity. You're growing beyond the internet wars of being a keyboard warrior or just not being entertained by that.
I've never been a keyboard warrior before in the past. Mm-hmm. At least I don't think so. But it's just something that I picked up. Twitter has gone to the realms of Facebook.
It's been that way forever, though.
I know, but I'm stupid, and I'm just noticing it lately.
Okay. It's affecting you lately.
You're tired of it. I would say it's affecting me, because at the end of the day, I don't really care what anonymous people online say. I now feel bad, because there's some nice people that you interact with all the time. On Twitter and everything, and it's you know, they shouldn't be affected by the cesspool that's out there, but they are.
Can I tell you that I think I'm going the other way. I'm starting to embrace the trolls a little bit. Like, I just don't care. Like, you can talk crap. I'm moving on. I'm just mowing them down. Just going. I'm keeping it moving.
100.
Yeah. No, I'm just keeping it moving. And if I feel like getting back and going in back and forth with you, I will. If I don't, I won't. I don't know. It's not bothering me as much right now.
No, I wouldn't say I wouldn't say it bothers me. I'm just saying that I noticed the stark difference.
Mm-hmm.
But and then when Instagram becomes a cesspool like Twitter, then I'll just go move to TikTok or Snapchat or something like that.
Yeah, why don't you go get on Snapchat? You can have all your DMs deleted or all your conversations deleted. So then there's no track record of it.
I don't care about the track record. I don't think I've ever said an offensive thing once on Twitter.
Well, look, Twitter—it's a necessary evil. The Twitter addiction. Twitter is addictive.
I know
it's hard to think about life without Twitter right now.
Well, that's like.
I'm not even talking about as a radio producer.
I would never turn my Twitter to private or anything like that.
No. I'm not talking about interactions. I'm talking about being a consumer. Turning off Twitter from your life. I don't think I have a phone addiction. I have a Twitter addiction. Meaning that, and I'm not even talking about talking with people or my notifications.
It's an information addiction.
It's an information overload.
Yes.
And then I
understand because we are in the business of information.
I'm not on Instagram that much. Maybe a couple times a day I'll fire it up to scroll through real quick and then I'm off it again.
Yeah, but, I've noticed.
But any lull I have, I think I'm on Twitter. I'm trying to.
Yeah, because you're trying to find the next nugget to cram your brain with.
If it's just news or. Yeah. Yeah, just worthless nugget.
But
I don't know.
That's just something I've noticed the last couple weeks.
All right. You know, talk to me about the Murph. What the f*** is going on with Murph? I'd never heard of this guy or this thing, and I'm not trying to be insensitive, you know, to a guy who gave his life for this country. But what the hell is going on? Why am I being bombarded with the Murph all of a sudden?
Hey, I didn't know what Murph was until about the 5 weeks ago.
I didn't know what it was until Memorial Day. I had never heard of it before. And then I've, not kidding you, not just on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, I have seen at least 40 people that I know talking about their Murph and their time. And they've been saying, this is my record time. I've been doing it for 7 years. I don't know. I missed all the Murphs previously before this.
The Murph is basically the non-drunks running for the Bulls. If you're big into fitness, that's your big day.
Well, but how did it get the big push in 2023?
You want to know why?
Why?
The CrossFit cult.
But CrossFit's been a cult for at least 10, 15 years.
This is finally something they have that has leaked out into the
Is this a CrossFit special?
Yeah. So CrossFit basically adopted this guy's workout in like the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been doing that every Memorial Day since his death. So Michael Murphy, this was like his favorite exercise that he did. And so what he did was he ran a mile, did 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 squats, followed by another mile run after that.
Let me ask you, does anybody do the Murph without tweeting about it?
That's a great point. Okay.
Big look at me.
Yes.
I'm honoring the troops.
Yes.
I'm a fitness warrior.
Yes, that's why it's so self-indulgent.
I know. It's obnoxious.
Because not only are you getting your ADs for honoring those who served on Memorial Day, you're getting your ADs because,
I know.
Because
it's a double whammy.
You're physically fit.
I know. You want people to think that you're supporting the troops.
No, but honestly,
those who have fallen, given their lives to this country. But what it's really about is
I have washboard abs.
Yes, exactly. It's a big ruse. I know exactly what everyone's doing. You're not fooling me, Mark Zuckerberg, with your fake time you're putting out there. Mark Zuckerberg said that he did it in 39 minutes, which would have been almost a top five in the country for CrossFitters. And I know
top 5%.
No, top five. Top five overall. I did watch the whole breakdown last night. In the 2015 CrossFit Games, there were five guys that finished under 40 minutes. He said his time was 39:45 or something like that. Top 5%. Top five overall.
You do this workout with a vest, a 20-pound vest.
Of course, yes. It's not enough just to do 300 squats yourself and run a mile.
Why are you so angry? Why are you so angry at it?
Because
are you angry at me? Hey, did you
like stolen valor? It's stolen valor. You want people to think that you're some warrior when you didn't do anything for this country.
Look at me. I could do boot camp yeah. just like the Marines.
Yeah. Let me ask you, how much money did you guys donate to the Murph Foundation while you're doing all these pull-ups? Huh?
not much.
Right.
I will say, I did.
I'll give Dukes credit. Dukes always said something about, I'm raising awareness. That's people love to say, I'm raising awareness. Yeah. How about you raise some money?
I will say this. So I did my Murph at the mill at 7 o'clock in the morning on Memorial Day.
Of course.
Which, by the way, it's a whole nother thing because it's very self-indulgent because not only are you talking about the military, your workout, but also you're waking up at 7 o'clock while everyone else is drinking their face into oblivion on Memorial Day.
Yeah.
All right. So,
so you're getting up early.
So you're putting that feather in your cap.
Uh-huh.
But afterwards, I got a dog tag, like a necklace dog tag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that had the Mills logo on it. And it said, the Murph. Yeah, and I Instagrammed the picture of
that went through
the whole Murph workout.
I had secondhand embarrassment.
And then, you want to know what was even more embarrassing? Mm. I was walking around all day. After my Murph, wearing that dog tag and having it dangle down my naked body.
You're right, like you stormed like Normandy yourself.
I was Lieutenant Dan in Vietnam.
Yeah, the ultimate stolen valor.
they give you a patch for your parachute and a dog tag, and you haven't even sniffed combat.
I'm guessing Memorial Day is a big beer drinking day for the CrossFitters. Like, you guys go early, you do your Murph, and you have the whole day to link up with each other and go to the brewery and celebrate your heroism.
Well, they have multiple flights, but as soon as I finished, I was out of there. But I will say, there is a fun fridge.
Oh, is it you get a celebratory beer afterwards?
Yeah. So they have that there with there's a bunch of get-togethers and Murph days. You have you go get a beer from the fun fridge.
Hey, well, I can't wait till next Memorial Day.
Hey, are you going to do it?
No.
Why not?
No, because I don't pretend to honor the troops. that came out
very weird.
Have I ever told you that I get annoyed on Memorial Day when people thank troops for their service? And this is coming from somebody who has not lifted a finger for this country. I'm a selfish person. I will tell you that. I always get annoyed when people say, thank you to all who serve on Memorial Day.
Uh-huh.
When we should just only be remembering and thanking those who've given their life for this country during war or during their service.
So you're saying it's, it bothers me. All troops, not just the ones who have paid the ultimate sacrifice.
No, it only goes. Memorial Day needs to be reserved only for those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice. I would totally agree.
If you're currently active.
Yes, if you're some desk jockey, I think is what they like to say.
Recruiter.
You don't get Memorial Day buns. you get Veterans Day buns from me.
You have Veteran Day ADs. ADs are for the fallen.
Right. Or their family members or something like that.
Hey, I've always said.
Also, it bothers me that I don't think people are learned enough to know the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day.
Yes. I also don't like
it. It's not just a barbecue, Valdez.
I will say. I feel like an idiot because every time I see the shirt that says back-to-back World War Champions, it makes me laugh.
Well, you want one of those? You want that hat?
No, I don't want one of those, but it just...
Flat-brimmed hat.
It kind of just makes me chuckle every now and then. Hey, I've always...
I think we're currently on a losing streak.
Yeah. we have a must-win game going on. I've always thought in a previous life that I would have made a great soldier.
You've given me this rant before. Why, again, refresh my memory, why you'd be a great soldier?
Because I'm great with instructions.
You do like to take orders.
I do take orders. I take orders very well, too.
Yeah. You're a worker bee.
I am a worker bee. I'm very regimented.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up early.
Yeah.
I like physical challenges. That's about it.
Bad food.
I love a mess hall.
I've seen you eat 1,000 bad meals.
I eat the same meal over and over and over again.
You like, yeah.
I eat the same crap over. I love routine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think you would have. You're a little selfish. Yeah, I don't think you'd.
I think they whipped that out of you at boot camp.
Do they? Would you go back into a building being riddled with bullet holes to pull your buddy out? Would you pull Drab out of a building that was being shot up? I've been shot twice in the leg.
Well, no. My brain is being retrained to think like that. Yeah. Right now, of course not. I'm running for the hills. But my brain gets retrained. Mm. All of a sudden, I become a lean, mean, fighting machine, and then of course I'm running in there to drag my brother out.
All right, well, here's what I want you to do. I want you to read 100 Deadly Skills by EV's new man crush, Clint Emerson, and then come back and report to me.
Hey, I didn't say I'd be a good SEAL. Okay. I didn't say I'd be a good infantryman. I could see me and you being like Pauly Shore and in the army now.
everything you know about the military comes from
Forrest Gump.
No, comedy military movies. Major Payne. Let me guess, you're a big Major Payne fan.
Yes, huge Major Payne guy.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Hey, you know what? If anybody's out there are getting ready to do like a War Games type thing, invite us out.
No, invite Valdez out.
I would love to. I'm very interested in War Games.
What are those Invictus Games? What are those? Isn't that maybe like in South Africa where the prince goes all the way over there? Wasn't there a movie about it?
I know there's a movie called Invictus.
Yeah, I think it's about the Invictus Games. Yeah. Think so. Some sort of hero thing like that.
Yeah, but I know like the U.S. and Britain do like a War Games thing every year. I'm intrigued by that.
Okay. Well, maybe if you get your Murph score under an hour, they'll think about it.
Maybe.
What was your Murph score?
You're going to Joan so hard.
I know. I don't know what's good. I guess I know what's good. 40 minutes is really elite.
No, it was... Well, here it was hard to tell because we went in different waves because there's so many people, mm-hmm. so many stolen valors doing it. It was under 60, but over 50. So
it'd be better than I can envision right now. I can close my eyes and I can envision you lumbering that final mile after 300 squats.
Hey, you think EB shuffles his feet? You should have seen my last mile. Yeah,
you're just dragging your legs.
Hey, I will say, I was the last. It's just so nubs. So the last mile, mm-hmm. all right, I put on some Montgomery Gentry.
Wait, what is Montgomery Gentry?
He loves America, country star.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he sings all the songs about America. And I was running the final mile to that.
You were in your feels. You were feeling it. You were all about working out in America.
Hey, speaking of working out, mm-hmm. Tell me this revelation that you had over the weekend during Memorial Day.
Well, I had a terrible time at the Live Golf event. I know you had the best day of your life. I could tell listening to the radio.
Yeah,
it's Saturday
I was very
morning.
Giddy.
You were very giddy. I had a terrible day, and it started when I got in my car and I drove there, and I was stopped a mile away, and the police officer told me that I had to turn back and go back to the mall, which was, I'm not kidding you, 15 minutes away, and take a bus over. When I thought I was a big silly because I tried to get in there at 11 a.m.
Yes.
when you guys got there at 7 or 7:30 to set up for the broadcast.
Yeah, everything was set up for us to be there, but not necessarily.
So my day got off to a horrible start. It took me an hour to get inside the golf course, and I had to walk a mile. Thanks to you, who gave me, let me park in your.
No, thank me. Thank Wacky Jackie.
Wacky Jackie let me park in his parents' cul-de-sac.
How embarrassing is that? A grown man.
It was embarrassing when I came back to the cul-de-sac at the end of the day, and there was some sort of birthday party going on.
And
there was 1,000 kids running around in my car, and all the other cars were birthday party cars. But it ended up being fine. I appreciate you giving me a bailout from the bus, because the last thing I want to do is sit on a bus and get shuttled over there. But I felt so nubs, and here's why I felt nubs. I don't have anything to wear. I don't wear polos. So I,
why you should have just wore a t-shirt?
Because I figured you can't wear a t-shirt to a golf event.
I had a t-shirt.
I didn't realize there would be hundreds of other donks out there in t-shirts. I would have worn a t-shirt. I love t-shirts. But you have to wear...
hear the word golf and then all of a sudden you
because
think...
Golf patrons...
Think proper attire.
Patrons have this weird thing where they're trying to look like golfers out
that
there.
That is true.
I don't really understand it. You're dressed exactly like the guy. It's like, imagine going to a football game and wearing shoulder pads.
Well, some people do that.
Okay. Yeah, they're idiots.
No. It's like all of a sudden they think they're going to pull you out to go hit a bunker shot.
Why is that?
I don't know.
I don't understand it.
They wear golf cleats. Mm-hmm. They have, some of them bring their own range finders. Dorks.
You're literally dressed exactly the same as the guys playing.
Yeah. They act like they're going to get invited to be the fourth in a scramble.
I saw even some people going inside the pro shop and buying the exact polos that like the Majestics were wearing. And they were wearing
them.
They
wanted to be on the team. Yes. Like their jerseys. All right. So hold on. So did you feel nubs because you walked there and you're out of shape?
No. That's fine. No, that was fine.
You felt nubs.
Because I was appreciating getting my 10,000 steps in.
You felt nubs in your outfit.
Don't you feel some days you just feel horrible in the clothes you're wearing? You're like, I feel like an idiot. I look like an idiot.
This used to fit when I wore it three tournaments ago.
I can't believe I left my house and I don't have a backup shirt to change into because this clearly isn't working out. Uh-huh. So I was wearing what I can only describe as a Marshall's Under Armour polo from 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone's got one of those in their closet.
Yeah.
And it was teal.
You dusted it off.
Literally dusted it off. Yeah. Smelled it. See if there had a mothball scent on it. Threw it on. And I told my wife, I know my wife thinks I look terrible because I said, I look terrible in this. And then she didn't comment to tell me I look good.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh my God.
Hey, she didn't want to lie.
She didn't lie. I appreciate that. She just changed the subject. So I felt terrible. And I don't know, the entire time I'm walking around.
Are you feeling self-conscious?
Self-conscious. Yeah, very self-conscious. Just thinking.
I know, but there's a lot of tubbies out there walking around.
I know, but I don't want to.
Hey, you are probably in the 97th percentile best looks.
Look, there's plenty of fat guys, right?
Yeah.
And when I say fat, I mean like just guys that just crush beers, and they've been crushing beers for 30 years. 55-year-old guys, just huge, just rock solid beer guts.
Yeah, they're not even a beer gut.
But they're in a league of their own. They're like, they're past, they don't care what they look like.
They've already established themselves in life.
I just felt so, the word I'm looking for is soft. Marshmallow soft out there with my my love handles, my lack of abs, was my super just marshmallow chest.
You felt like a veal almost.
A veal, exactly. And then I knew I felt like I looked nubs, and so I didn't take any pictures. And then EB goes, Drab, in front of like a bunch of people. Go, let me take a picture of you. Let me take a picture. I'm like, all right, he took a picture of me, confirmed that I looked horrible.
What were the first words out of his mouth when
he didn't say anything.
You could just see it in his face.
I don't know if he even looked at it. He probably was used to looking at me all day looking nubs. And so I take one look at it. I see my man boobs. I just see how unflattering my new $80 shorts are.
Those are $80 shorts?
Yeah. Oh, they were the Steph Curry shorts. Actually, I do like the shorts, but I just felt.
Do you know what?
So some days you feel like that.
Do you know what really, really puts the exclamation point on it for you, though?
Can I just say before you go, don't be mean to me.
I'm already beating myself up enough. I'm sympathizing with you.
Okay.
I'm sympathizing with you because I know exactly how you feel. I was there. I was you.
Mm-hmm. All right. I know, before you got your CrossFit addiction.
My Tony Horton.
Yeah.
Until my Tony Horton teacher pulled me out of the mud.
Right, what happened to you?
This puts the exclamation point on it for you. It's Memorial Day.
Yeah.
What do we always talk about doing on Memorial Day?
I thought about this a lot.
I read your mind.
Mm-hmm.
The big reveal.
We always talk about the big reveal. If you guys don't know, if you haven't heard us talk about it before, we always highlight Memorial Day selfishly. Speaking of stolen valor, we make it all about ourselves. And we always say it's the beginning of summer. So that's that we work hard all winter. Hypothetically.
When everyone is hibernating and putting on their Christmas LBs.
Getting fat with Christmas cookies.
Yeah, we're zagging while everyone's zigging and getting sexy for the Memorial
Memorial Day pool openings.
We're working out all winter long, just getting shredded underneath our sweatshirts.
Yeah, like Rocky IV working out in the tundra.
And then the big reveal is always at the Memorial Day barbecue, where we peel our shirts off.
And then all of a sudden it looks like we got a pack of hot dogs, and then it's our abs.
We blow everyone away at the barbecue with our shredded abs.
Yeah. All of a sudden, they stop eating their wings to gawk at us. That's our big reveal that we always talk about.
And so, of course, that was on my mind, how another year has passed, and I have failed.
Another opportunity for the big reveal.
Now I have to wait another entire year. Yeah.
And then the backup joke is, now it's Memorial Day abs turn into Labor Day abs.
Yes, Labor Day abs. But it's too late for that. So now I know that I have to wait an entire year before showcasing my rock hard body. So that was on my mind. And I just, some days you get to a point where you feel like enough is enough. And then for some reason, when I fire up Instagram, I see my buddy Zach, who's a great friend of mine, who used to, my old tennis partner, right? When I used to play tennis, we used to get, Zach's an awesome dude. Zach used to weigh probably 130 pounds. Oh. He was just skinny, very skinny.
I know, that's hard being around that, though. Okay. Are you comparing yourself to him?
I'm comparing myself to this guy who used to be 130 pounds. This wasn't that long ago. Okay. And I could only describe him now as jacked as okay? And he's been going, I found out that I knew he'd been like going to Orange Theory and all that, but now he's got a personal trainer. He's a successful business. He's running himself. So he's paying like $500 a month for a trainer or more, personal trainer, whatever they cost.
Yeah.
And
that's a lot of money.
He's committed himself. He's looking awesome. And I'm just feeling like I look just the same as always or worse.
Let me ask you a question.
I feel like AWOD.
Yeah, you're sounding like him. Let me ask you a question. Am I putting pressure on you?
No.
Okay.
And I don't mean, because I never fantasize about having your body.
I understand what you're saying.
Some guys just want massive bulk.
I don't want massive bulk.
In my eyes, you've always been the massive bulk guy, okay? And your arms are huge and your shoulders are huge. I don't want that because I don't ever want to have to buy a 2XL shirt because I'm so massive. Okay. What I want is I just want a large to cling to my body. You know what I want? I want to be able to buy a thin t-shirt. That's what I want. You know, one of those ones which just looks like it could tear apart.
Yeah. Yeah. The tissue cloth type t-shirt.
Yes. It's like an expensive t-shirt.
Yeah.
I'm tired of buying Gildan t-shirts.
you want to graduate to Pima Cotton.
Yes. I want a Pima Cotton shirt. And every chubby guy out there knows exactly what I'm talking about. I want a Pima Cotton Valdez.
Hey,
you're too big. You've got too much bulk.
I understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you.
You have a linebacker body. If you're in super great shape, Valdez has a linebacker body. Bobby Wagner over there. You know, I want a Roger Federer body. I want to be a lean, mean killing machine. Okay, I don't want mass. I just want lean muscle.
I understand completely what you're saying, and I understand the crossroad and the crisis that you're going through, and I want to be supportive. But everyone needs that kick in the butt moment. The question is, what are you going to do with it? You want to know my kick in the butt moment? You want to know my kick in the butt moment?
Yes, I do.
I was playing golf with some buddies. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like in December, we were able to get out and it was a nicer day. We get out and we play and we're hanging out afterwards. And then one of the guys said, I'm probably packing it in for the year. Not going to play the rest of the year. And I go, oh, come on. No wonder I hit it farther than you or something, you know, some stupid golf thing. Like,
all right.
And he said, you hit it farther than me because you're so fat.
Oh, my God. This is a friend of yours?
Yeah, it's a friend of mine.
It would have been an ex-friend of mine if somebody said that to me.
And I stopped. I fake laughed. And then I went into about a 3-week depression.
Did you go to Burger King like I did on Saturday?
No, but every sugar cookie that I threw down my gullet, All right. That's all I thought about is, God damn it, he was right.
Yeah.
And then finally, I have to, because what you do is you kick yourself and you want to get down, and out as much as possible. You want to feel that depression sink in. And then you go reach for your help.
All right.
So are you out of the depression yet and ready for your help?
I am ready for help, and I've been doing research and I've been trying to figure out, and if this is boring anyone, whatever. You guys are all going through, many of you guys are going through the same thing. So maybe you sympathize or you just kind of connect with it a little bit. But I know it's not necessarily the laughs that we like to have talking about the junk.
No, I know, but I like I like real dread.
All right. So I research all, here's the thing. I have zero willpower necessarily.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I would totally agree.
But
with
you
that.
Know what I can do? I can commit to a team. I'm always big on committing to a team. Once you commit to something, right? So I've been racking my brain like all weekend trying to figure out how can I commit to something that I can't get out of.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
You want to feel obligated
because
to do
I know
it.
Myself. I will never consistently go to the gym by myself to lift weights, pay $100 a month to go to Lifetime Fitness or whatever it is. And force. I can't do that. I need accountability. I'm a weak-willed zilch. I have no accountability at all. So I need either a team environment where people, I'm committing to some sort of workout or a goal, which I don't even know if that something like that exists. I basically need a basketball team for people working out.
You need other doughy losers.
Yes, so we're all in it together. But we're all working out together. You know when you go, you sign up for the 7 a.m. class, 0 hour in high school, the workout class?
Yes, BFS, bigger, faster, stronger.
That's what
you,
I need.
You show up before the bus is the workout.
I need a class. I literally need a class that is part of something bigger. You know, a coach is standing over me barking. I also like to take orders. We're okay.
Yeah, you're exactly like that.
I can, if you tell me to show up and you'll bark orders at me and you'll push me through it, I think I can do that.
I don't want to hype up my guy.
I know. Valdez is going to slide in his plug for the mill.
I'm not going to plug him.
No, I don't care about that.
No. But what I'm going to try and tell you is that if I'm not signed up for something, he wants to know why. It better be a good excuse.
I like that. But here's
this guy's gonna have me taking an ab wheel and a kettlebell and a weighted vest on my vacation. Did you know that?
I don't know if I want that lifestyle. That's too much.
No, I'm not gonna do it every day, but just to do something. And I will say,
you've invited me many times, but the schedule doesn't work out for
I know
for
it
you.
Doesn't work out for you.
I think we've talked about that.
Yeah, many times. But I will say, once you start doing it, you start feeling good about yourself. And the more you don't get addicted to the workouts. That's not the addiction.
Mm-hmm.
The addiction is the feeling that you accomplish something. That's what you're chasing. And then your body transformation is just a turnaround from that.
All right. What's Eric's date? 11/5/93.
Yeah, 11/5. When's the best you looked?
Hold on.
How long ago was
it? No, we're going to do something.
You look good at your wedding.
That was the best. July 23rd, 2016. I weighed 183 pounds. I'd crash dieted for months. But I was skinny, but I didn't have any.
No, I didn't have any muscle. You had accountability. You want to know why? Because not only did you have a wedding and wedding pictures that you wanted to look good for, you had AWOD. He was keeping you on track.
Yes.
He was doing the fasting with you. He was being miserable with you.
You need
a partner in crime. You have zero willpower.
I know.
You are nothing. You are a loser.
I am.
Put your bootstraps on and go find a workout class.
He's up, Murph. All right. This is my day. 5/27/24. That's Memorial Day next year, okay?
Oh
all right? We're going to take a Polaroid photo of me that day.
Before and after. Hey, do you know I have a picture of you shirtless on here?
Save it. You can post that on Memorial Day.
This is what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I have a picture of you pulling up your shirt in a vulnerable moment in the studio in the winter.
All right, here. I'll take my shirt off right now. You have to promise me you're not going to post this.
I won't post
this. This is the before photo. This is the before.
Make sure you're not by the window.
No, I don't care. It's a landfill in there.
Yeah, you landfill. Stand up.
All right. No, dude. You have to promise me.
I promise you.
All right.
I promise you. This is your accountability.
This is my accountability photo.
All right.
All right.
A year from now, I'm going to put it. I'm going to put it in my calendar too.
Okay.
So when we're all fired and everything, I'm still going to post it.
I know you. When I take my shirt off, you're going to go, whoa. Okay.
Hey, are you going to take your bra off too?
All right. This is my before photo. This is going into burying this in a file.
Yes, this is going to be saved.
Okay. I'm telling you.
And by the way,
I trust you.
John from Mechanicsville, yeah. Wacky Jackie, yeah. Do not ask me for this picture. Right. I will not give it to you because I know for a fact. Do not slide in my DMs. You know what? Maybe if you have a really good golf hookup. I'll trade you.
Hurry, take this photo.
All right, hold on. I think my camera broke. Hey, I didn't know you had some salami nipples. Oh my god!
All right.
Hey, I like how you're posing. Okay. Hey, don't let B-Mix see you. Don't let B-Mix see you.
That's it.
Hey, you got some big nipples, man.
I know I do.
No, not like saggy. Well, saggy, but all, like they're really big nipples.
It's the Irish curse.
you also have the same curse as me. You can't grow chest hair.
Well, I don't actually. I like that. I don't want to be hairy. I totally forgot we're in a see-through studio, and B. Mitch just saw me take my shirt off. I'm an idiot.
He's going to talk about it.
Yes.
Oh well, maybe you only saw your back.
No, I spun around for a second and realized.
Yeah, you did a twirl for everyone.
God, that was... All right. No, seriously, bury that in your phone.
No, that's buried.
Like any sort of your favorite porno, okay?
You want me to put it in an album?
No, I want you to just mark your calendar, reminder, Drab's before photo.
Okay. All right, the release.
I do, seriously, do not show me that photo.
I will
jump off this building if I see a photo of myself shirtless. That's why I don't look in the mirror. All right, now that's taken care of. I have my accountability now. I have my date set. I already hit up my old personal trainer, Blaine, who I'm going to try to take advantage of. Hopefully he cuts me a deal. Blaine's my guy. He used to train, we used to work out together, and he used to come over to my house like 5 years ago. That's, you know, when I was like 190 pounds, maybe around my wedding time.
You ever think that maybe this is just diet related? It's not necessarily.
No, of course there's a lot of it. The only lifting, the only muscle building in my life is lifting my twins up the stairs and taking them to carrying them around. That's it. But a mom can do that.
You get exhausted doing that.
Yeah, but now they're like 40 pounds. So now I'm carrying 80 pounds up four flights of stairs. That can wear you out, okay?
Okay.
No. Yes, my diet is trash, but here's the advantage I have. I don't drink alcohol.
All right.
So I'm
already on the inside track to silliness.
If I can just cut out the peanut butter and the nachos and literally add a 5 grams of protein to my diet, start with 5 grams, then I might be getting somewhere.
You know, your mouth needs to become a trash can. You stop worrying about what it tastes like, and you got to start eating.
I know. Jack LaLanne says, if it tastes good, spit it out.
You're getting health advice from Jack LaLanne.
Yeah, is that not a silly quote?
You're down bad. You are down bad. I've never seen anyone so down in my life.
Hey, is that not a silly quote, though? For some reason, of all the motivational garbage that I've heard over my entire life, for whatever reason, that stuck with me.
Let me ask you one more question.
Yeah.
What about Clary getting thin? AWOD getting thin.
Well, I don't want AWOD's body.
You kind of have AWOD's
body. No, I know. AWOD probably has a better body than me right now. Can I tell you? This is the best Adam will ever look right now. This is the worst I'm going to look. Okay? So we're going to go in opposite directions. He'll go back to being old Adam.
Yeah, he'll
go to Carrytown Burger and all that kind of crap. And I will be on a meteoric rise because I will be lifting and doing ab crunches.
Yeah. You're like the Coca-Cola stock. Slow and steady, right?
Right.
Adam fluctuates like some sort of biotech.
Yeah, he's the new target. All right. So I'm gonna hit my guy. Oh, so one last thing.
This is what I would recommend is for people to help keep you accountable too.
Be mean.
No. Don't be mean. Mm-hmm. Go on Instagram and DM Drab.
Yeah.
Just say, hey, have you ran today?
Right? No.
What do you have for dinner? I need to lift. Okay.
No. I need accountability on lifting.
Hey, do you want to start?
Let me work into giving up nachos.
Hey, do you want to start doing some push-ups during a Tariq Al-Bashir segment?
Possibly. I got to see how hard Blaine's gonna kill me. Because I think he's got some gym membership, or he works at a personal training gym. He told me he could come by. We're trying to work it out. If not, I'm going to be joining F45 or Burn Boot Camp.
That's the Wahlberg one, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
But all the meatheads look down on those things, too, because you can't build enough bulk.
Hold on. You can't build... Yeah, you can't you?
No, because they all talk about that. Those are called maintenance workouts.
Oh, man.
You guys, the CrossFitters, look down on those. Because you guys are all about like tearing your muscles every day and rebuilding them or some garbage.
Yeah. Hey, look at that. Look how sexy I look deadlifting right now.
Their Instagram the account the business is actually Instagramming about you.
Yeah.
You do look good there. I would never look like that.
Hey, let's do a side. Let's tweet out a side by side of that.
No.
Shirtless.
No. You can tweet that out in a year if I'm not in better shape.
I know.
All right.
Now
that we just did 40 minutes on staying at a big.
I know. I feel bad for you.
That's what was going through my mind. Everybody's having a good time at the golf, earning their beers they were drinking from working out all year, looking great in their polos. I was being a big fat. Heard.
I feel bad.
Don't feel bad. I deserved it. Don't feel bad for me.
Well, no one likes thinking like that, except that you're being shuttled out to a hole because you're morbidly obese.
No. Being hard on myself is what I need. I'm not going to be depressed or anything like that. I just need to be hard on myself. Okay. All right. What is this show supposed to be about?
I don't know. Hey, when we come back,
yes.
I want to talk about a couple of things. I want to talk about the pickleball tournament that's going to go on.
Yeah.
Our involvement with that. Also, I got to get your recap of being a rock star in Vienna during baseball. And plus, Al Pacino's having a kid at 83. We have some comments on that, too.
All right. We'll get into all that. We'll be right back. You're listening to Bit Season.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Bit Season, episode 87. We announced last week, and we gave you some details on Tuesday, that we will be hosting the Junkies Pickleball Challenge at Meridian High School on June 10th. That's a Saturday morning from 8 until sundown. Make sure you're going to Junkies Radio on 106.7 thefandc.com/pickleball to do your registration.
Thefandc.com.
Yeah, thefandc.com/pickleball for registration. They'll take you right there. You can click on the link, get your team together. Drabby, have you decided on your playing partner?
I don't think I'm playing. I'm too important to play. You are too important to play.
There's a lot going on for us that day, though, in terms of setting the courts up, organizing everything.
If
you really want us to play, I understand, and I'll play. But we just got to make sure everything's going accordingly before we jump in.
We might decide the day before to play if we feel like everything's going good, but. Right now, our focus is on making sure
the logistics of it.
We're
basically running three separate tournaments that day.
And if I don't play, I can keep the stance that I'm anti pickleball.
That's true. I never thought about that.
All right.
Now I did play. I played pickleball once.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that good. So I would need a beginner partner, and I'm open. I am open to listeners picking me up as their partner.
Okay, well, look, you guys heard the Junkies talk about it for a long time. They want to do a pickleball tournament. We wish. Valdez and I have been working on this for months and months and months. There were so many hang-ups about it and legal getting involved that we planned to announce this at the beginning of May or late April, and it just didn't work out that way because of all logistics and having to get it approved and everything.
Lots of things that needed to be signed, lots of things that needed approval.
It was really unfortunate and a bummer that we couldn't announce it till like May 25th or something like that.
And we still even weren't able to give you the full details until...
I know, just crazy.
Until Tuesday.
So if you do want to play, look, I think it's going to be a good time. You got the Junks out there doing a live broadcast. You got pickleball going. You're going to be able to play for 90 minutes at least. And then you'll play at least one to two more playoff games after that, which would be so you're getting, I think, good bang for your buck. You're going to get a T-shirt. We're working on door prizes /raffle prizes throughout the day. There will be bigger and great prizes for the people who win their divisions.
Plus, I say this kind of tongue in cheek, but it's definitely true. Is the Junks? We don't do that many events anymore. We don't have that much community outreach. I guess you could say it's your chance to come up, say hi, hang out with other Junks listeners. It's a whole community of us.
So, and I keep hearing that pickleball is the next biggest thing. If it's this big thing that EB and the other guys are talking about, then let's see it. Let's get this thing filled. And as many of you guys out there that want to play, and look, if you haven't played before, I don't think it's a big deal. Go to Walmart, buy your paddle. It's literally like $20. Sign up for the tournament. We'll find you a partner. Sign up for a beginner, and we'll have a great time. Okay. Cowboy Todd, D. Woods, some of the luminaries, Rom, are going to play as well, and the Junkies will be out there. Even Lurch is going to play. Lurch, when we first talked about this whole thing, said, I'm not going to play. He's now playing.
He was being a stick in the mud, but now he looks like he's going to be JP's partner.
Right, so we convinced Lurch to play, so we need you guys to come out there and step it up. And if you are planning to sign up, just sign up now, because then it makes our
life easier. Well, I will say that.
Then we can start analyzing, all right, this many people are signing up for intermediate. Let's start working on that one and getting people partners.
Nobody signed up for beginners. Looks like we don't have that many beginners.
No, he's just saying that.
I know.
People have, I think, signed up. Plenty of people have signed up for beginners, but... Like, we talked originally about, well, maybe we'll do women's doubles. Well, I don't think we're going to do women's doubles now because not enough women have signed up. So let us know what you're thinking if you want to get in. And, looking forward to the guys competing that day and having some fun. Plus, we'll have food trucks out there, all kinds of stuff. So it's a big good day.
Like you said, the live broadcast. You'll hear the Junks broadcast for that day.
Yeah, absolutely. So come on down and participate in the Junkies Pickleball Challenge. And here's the other thing. If it goes well, Valdez and I, we have an idea of how we can even take this to the next level with more planning, with more time to get this done. And I think that could be super special. But this one has to be go well first. It has to be successful. So let's get those signups going and hopefully a couple hundred people out there by the end of this thing.
That'd be nice.
That'd be great. All right, Valdez, you wanted to talk about Al Pacino having a kid at age 82.
I do. First of all, I can't fathom, how is an 82-year-old having sex with a 29-year-old? I can't.
But she probably lays there.
I can't find. I physically can't wrap my head around it. Am I on an island here? Like, there's no way he's doing any of the work.
Well, he's not immobile.
He looks pretty immobile.
Okay. First of all, I love that relationship.
Okay.
Some of it, I'm kind of half joking on the show when I talk about that. My dream is for my wife to pass away when I'm 85 years old.
Old
Drab fart. Gets one last run with a big silly.
Yeah.
Or not a big silly, with a hottie. Just because that's been my favorite porno brand or category for many years. Now, well, Al Pacino's living my dream.
When you're watching these pornos, are the men doing anything, or is the women taking control?
Yes. Now, they're not 82 usually. The blue pill men or whatever they're called.
The blue man group?
Yeah. I think some of them have died. Kind of puts a bummer on the whole thing.
That really.
You know what's actually, I don't know if I've watched it in a while. The website that I remember the guys used to give me a hard time about was, my favorite website was Old Farts Young Tarts. And
you've said it all.
Here's what was the best part about it. Now, maybe, is that the girls were always ugly. I don't know why I like that.
Why, yeah.
Because the hot 21-year-olds back then weren't having sex. The hot porn stars weren't having sex with the old guys. They were having sex with Evan Stone.
Okay. Yeah.
James Dean. They were getting railed out by those guys. The kind of the ugly 21-year-old girls were having sex with the old guys.
Do you realize how smart this girl is, the 29-year-old who's having
it? Why? Because she's going to get all his money?
No. Not that he's going to get all their money. But she realized, and I appreciate her self-awareness, that she's not Bar Raffaelli. You know what I mean? She's a very good-looking girl, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But in terms of...
She's not as...
But in terms of Hollywood standards, like, she's not in the upper echelon of... Hey, I'm going to go be Leo's girlfriend.
I think she's more attractive than De Niro's girlfriend.
Oh, I think so too.
Have you seen her?
Yeah,
which is weird. They met on the set of The Intern when he was like 75 years old or whatever it was, and she was like the Tai Chi instructor or something.
She was the key grip. You know what I mean?
No, I think she was an actress in the film.
But she, so this girl, you know, isn't this knockout Maxim cover Playboy cover girl. She's a very attractive girl. So instead of trying to not swindle her way in, but saddle next to a Hollywood celebrity, she's going the route, well, let me go find an older celebrity and let me go saddle up next to him and see what happens.
Because she can't get George Clooney.
Yeah, because she can't get George Clooney. Mm-hmm. So let me up my age range here.
Look,
let me look after an Al Pacino type.
Maybe it's a little selfish of Al Pacino, but he doesn't care. His wife wants to have the kid, and he's going to give her what she wants. You know, so if she wants to have another kid, they're not stupid. They realize that he's 82. They realize he's not going to be alive in 15 years, and that kid will grow up without a father. Or so maybe I'll have a stepdad.
Okay, yeah, he'll have a daddy.
But it won't be Al Pacino. And that's unfortunate for the kid, but it's better than not being born.
That's true, too.
I always think about that. Does anybody ask the kid, hey, do you wish that you weren't born? No, of course not. So, and the kid, they have the money. So it will be sad that he won't have a father growing up, his biological father. So that is part of it, but...
You know what else I like? This is what I like about this story, is that in an era when, like, the Hollywood cocksman is gone, you got Al Pacino laying pipe at 82 years old.
Well, I think there's this. Would people just assume that old people don't have sex? Why can't 80-year-olds have sex? Why aren't they out there shagging all the time? We talked about the villages.
Because everyone thinks that your sex drive is diminished, so that your libido's gone.
What everyone's getting at is that Al Pacino couldn't possibly please this woman?
Yes, that's the that is the underlying current of the story.
Okay, well, maybe
is Al Pacino. How does Al Pacino's
first off? Let me say
thing
this.
Work.
Al Pacino has forgotten more about sex than I'll ever know. That as much is for sure. That guy's probably had sex with a million women in his life, and he knows all the tricks, all the tools. He knows all the right angles and the curvature. It's not all about being about power and speed, Valdez. Okay. Ichiro didn't get to the Hall of Fame hitting home runs. So he's just a technician, probably. First of all.
Hey, what do you think Al Pacino's favorite act is? Like, what do you think he likes the most? What do you think gets him going? Hey, we got to give her props too. What? The fact that she forced that semen out of him.
Well, I'm sure he's great.
Yeah, what's he great at?
I'm sure he's great with his tongue.
Okay. I don't even want to think.
He's got that. He's got that Italian tongue.
What is that?
Hey, are those guys, I've heard those guys are like fake Italian, by the way. That they're only like a quarter Italian or something.
His tongue snaps like he's drinking limoncello.
All right. Yeah, look, and he's probably open to toys and all kinds of bedroom shenanigans that gets her sized. Okay, so it's not just all about...
Why do you think he's open to toys?
Well, I'm saying he has to use devices. Yes, because he's lost some of his
vigor. He lost his
vigor.
That's why some pitchers put Vaseline on the balls because they can't throw it like they used to.
Can I tell you, every massive fat guy that I've ever met, okay, that I'm talking like just 400 pounds, you know what they all say?
What?
You might have to bleep this out. I'm the world's best eater, okay? I can't believe I said that.
Hey,
they never say they're great at sex.
No, no.
They always say they're great.
Hey, do you know who says that?
Who? Big John?
No.
AWOS. Yeah. They all say that. I know this guy, his name was Sensitive Josh. He was a listener back in Arizona when I lived there. He was 450 pounds, said the same thing. Okay, and for some reason that always sticks with me. Big guys always say they're great at oral sex. So you know how they always say that women's biological clock is ticking?
Yeah, that's a common,
I don't know what it is,
common expression.
Late 30s, early 40s, or something like that.
Early 40s, all of a sudden you're itching to have a kid.
You know, all the new studies say that it's men who get older are the ones that shouldn't be having children, because your genes become distorted, basically.
So the older you get,
you can still have children, but the new studies are showing that is how you have birth defects a lot of times.
Oh, is having older men
is having like older sperm.
Well,
it's not as silly as it was when you were young.
Of course, when you're young and viral.
Yeah, viral. I guess.
Viral.
Yeah. Just like anything, your cells, I think, are breaking down over time.
You're producing huge amounts of sperm over and over and over. And when you're older, you're probably not producing as much. And what you are producing is a weaker product.
I
like to think of Multiplicity.
Yes, maybe it's something like that.
The movie like that, where all of a sudden your genes become a copy of a copy. And we all know
you're passing on your nub cells at that point.
Yes.
If that
entire
makes sense.
Yeah.
The leftovers.
Yeah. Yeah. You have the remainders.
It's so not as good that's as what's risky.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. My mom's been telling me that. My mom's a nurse practitioner in the NICU. So she's been telling me that for a long time. She didn't want me to have kids when you're old fogey. Maybe she just wanted more grandkids. I don't know. She was wanting me to pump them out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, props to Al Pacino. I'm sure he's very happy.
Well, what's your favorite Al Pacino movie?
Son of a woman. No. I like Heat. Well, Godfather.
Okay.
Heat is great.
Hey, you know, Al Pacino's kind of a one-trick pony.
What about, I like this movie no one else has even seen or heard of. 88 Minutes. Came out like 15 years ago, straight to DVD, straight to Redbox.
Isn't that the one where it's dark all day in Alaska or something like that?
Yeah, you have seen that one?
Yeah. He like has to solve a murder before it gets dark.
Yeah, I think.
For 10 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Or for 10 months.
Yeah, The Irishman was good. What is some of his older stuff?
Devil's Advocate,
yeah.
That's
a solid one.
Any Given Sunday.
I didn't love Any Given Sunday. I don't know why. For some reason, I didn't. I think I'm more of a Replacements fan.
They couldn't be any more different movies.
Well, they're football movies that came out relatively the same time.
One's Gene Hackman. The other is Al Pacino.
Scarface. But what did Scarface when
Scarface,
it came?
No, Scarface bombed until it became a cult hit after that.
For like the, you know, the gangster rap era.
Yeah. Hold on. Al Pacino.
I'm having a hard time thinking of any more off the top of my head. Oh, Dick Tracy. He was in. Oh, I've seen that.
Forget about that.
I don't know. Nothing else really jumps out at me.
He kind of plays the same.
Oh, what about John Anthony?
John Anthony.
Yeah, what, two for the money.
Yes.
That's actually a really good
Brandon Lang story. I cannot believe. It boggles my mind how Brandon Lang got a movie made in Hollywood.
Who did you say? This is probably off the air that you compared to Brandon Lang getting a movie made by
Brian Davis. Brian Davis buying the Commanders is the same.
Same as Brandon Lang tricking people to buy and getting a movie made about him.
What about Ocean's 13? You sleep on that? Oh, no, Insomnia is the one that I was thinking of. I think that's the...
Insomnia? I don't know if I can't remember that one.
I thought that was the one where it's in Alaska.
I thought you're probably right. They're all bad. Those movies were all bad around that time.
You know, you were right. Al Pacino plays the same character.
Yeah, he does.
Hey, how many people made the hack... Hoo-ah jokes about Al Pacino blowing his
probably every morning zoo radio show in the country this morning.
Yeah. How many scent of a jokes were out there?
Probably not many of those. All right, well, props to him. Hey, before we go, I remembered something. What was the big deal EB was making about your fanny pack this weekend? I thought you liked that fanny pack.
I do like it.
Why was he saying you were self-conscious about it?
I wasn't self-conscious about it at all.
He said, ignore the fanny pack. What did the tweet say? He said something about ignore the fanny pack. Valdez knows it was a poor choice or something like that.
I didn't say it was a poor choice.
Did you see EB's tweet about you?
No, I said it looked bad in the picture. The fanny pack looked bad in the picture.
Why did it look bad in the
front? Because it was just pushing up my gut. It just highlighted my gut. That's all. I am team fanny pack.
No. Where have you? Why? You've been talking to me for a while about off.
I wear the fanny pack when I go to the beach because I keep my sunscreen and glasses and cell phone in there so it doesn't get sand in it and a charger. Mm-hmm. And then since we're walking around all day, I didn't want stuff in my pockets, so I wore it to the golf.
Did it ruin your photo with Greg Norman?
I think. It got in the way. I look like a nerd because I have a cable coming out of it. So that's what
you were charging your phone.
Yeah, I was charging my phone, which, by the way, was a smart idea because Eric is so helpless without technology. He had to leave as soon as his phone died.
I said, be nice. Valdez was kicking himself for wearing it, but he had a lot of crap to carry.
I wasn't kicking myself. No, I will say it is.
Hey, I wish fanny packs.
It is a little disheartening when women are commenting, I have the same fanny pack.
Well, you bought it at Lululemon. I did. What did you expect?
Well, it's a fanny pack. It's a high-end fanny pack.
I know. Why does a fanny pack need to be high-end?
Because if you wear a Nubs fanny pack, then everyone just makes fun of you.
Oh, so it's a fat. So that's your way out. It's like you saying it's designer.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, what are those... penny loafers you're wearing, you go, oh, they're Louis Vuitton or something.
The red bottoms.
You wouldn't know. You wouldn't get it. Yeah, you're not rich enough for
high
this.
Fashion.
Okay, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, and then
it's like Denton Day. Denton Day's a big fanny pack guy.
I know he's a big fanny pack guy, but he's not a designer fanny.
No,
pack guy.
He's like a free fanny pack guy.
Yeah, he's a free fanny pack guy.
I like saying fanny pack. By the way, it's a fun word to say.
It is a fun word to say.
All right, well, I thought it looked pretty good. You should wear it more often. It's not pressing your gut up. There's nothing. Okay. You got nothing to worry about.
Well, no, that's the only thing is that after the round, we went up to go say, Wacky Jack and I went up and said hi to one of his friends who was a member. And we were talking, saying hi. And then we're getting ready to leave. And then Will's wife, who the guy that we came with, says, he goes, I love your fanny pack. And I go, and I look around for validation. I go, thank you. I'm glad you do. And then she pulls up, I have the same one. That's the most embarrassing moment of the day.
That is embarrassing. Hey, the most embarrassing moment of the day was Wacky abandoning us to hang out with his wives all day when we thought we was going to be the bros. It was going to be a bros day.
Out. Yeah.
And when the guy was gone for 5 hours drinking margaritas with his wife.
I told him what to do.
He botched it.
He botched it. I got him inside the ropes access. And I thought we were going to be high five.
You went out of your way to stick your neck out for him. You got immediate access, and he could have been hanging out with the broskies all day, hanging out behind the ropes, drinking free beers and all kinds of stuff. And he brought his he brought sand to the beach.
I felt bad.
Yeah,
he couldn't abandon her and everything. And then she couldn't get in with us.
I mean, we were so close. We could.
I could smell Ann Poulter's jockstrap.
Yeah. If Brooks Koepka farted, I could hear it.
That's how close we were. Hey, if Brooks Koepka farted, I would try to bottle it and put it on eBay.
I did try to pick up his tees. That's what I found.
You were such a loser.
Because only we could go up there to the tee box after they walked away.
So you were picking up all of his broken tees.
I took home one of Lee Westwood's. That's when I fell nubs. I'm like, what am I doing?
Hey, real quick, back to the event on Saturday. I never felt like more of a rock star on Saturday.
Oh,
that was right in the Junk's wheelhouse. It was, in terms of age.
It could have been a bit season event out there. There were a lot of biddies out there.
Did I tell you? I think I texted you, but let me tell the listeners. The greatest moment of the day on Saturday is when we're all standing around and walking around, and some guy tees off. Some dude, some biddy yelled out, Red Baron!
Nice.
That made me laugh.
Awesome. We appreciate that. I didn't hear any drab t-shirt chants while I was out there. No, I mean, like on the tee
box. I had someone send me one that they did of Valdez.
I'm going to say this. I've never been recognized so much. Now, look, there was a lot of people out there, and it was Loudoun County. You know, it was a big weekend for drab. I was in Vienna on Friday night. I was getting recognized left and right, too, at a high school baseball game.
What do you mean? Oh, for
remember, I told you I went to that. I was going to go to Madison.
Madison.
So, I mean, there's a high school baseball player for Madison named Bryce Eldridge who's going to get drafted. I was definitely the second most famous person at that baseball field. it was me and Bryce signing autographs all night.
Hey, were people just coming up to you going?
The legendary, by the way, this guy knows you too, but he referred to you as Myers, which I thought was weird. There's a legendary baseball coach in Vienna. Okay, his name's Coach Leggett, that everyone was oohing and aahing and pointing at him when he walked by.
I work out with Coach Leggett.
He mentioned that. He came up, and I'm not kidding you, everybody was elbowing, saying, that's the legendary coach. That's the Mr. Vienna right there. And I'm like, oh, okay. Because he was just like, he's not the high school coach, but so he like coaches, I don't know what they call
youth
it.
Youth baseball.
Little League or Babe Ruth. Or, yeah, whatever it is there. Travel baseball. And apparently they're awesome in Vienna.
Well, Vienna is very well known for travel baseball.
So this guy's just a stud. He's probably like 50-something.
Hey, Vienna's kind of a cult.
I know. It kind of made me want to move to Vienna and also want to get far away from it. People in Vienna are obsessed with being from Vienna.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's such a small strip of...
It's like the Chevy Chase of Northern Virginia. Or Kensington or something like it's a smaller community where they're just elitist and think they're better than everybody else.
I don't know if they think they're better than everyone else.
At least at baseball, maybe not, you know, human to human, they think they're better, but just baseball and being proud to be Viennians.
Well, it's such a small community,
right?
That it's almost like an exclusive community to be a part of.
Anyway, so Coach Leggett is standing nearby, and everyone's coming up to talk to him, and he finally stops the conversations with other people, and he walks over to me and Mike from Don't Sleep Energy, and he goes, hey, Drab, just want to introduce myself, and then he said his name, I don't remember, and I said, hey, nice to meet you, Coach, heard a lot about you tonight, and he laughed and said, hopefully, probably, you know, what you say, when hopefully good stuff, and then he goes, you know, I actually know your buddy... Myers too. I go, you know Valdez? And he goes, yeah.
Hey, that's a flex move on his side.
But maybe it was.
Saying Valdez, yeah. By saying Myers, that's a big flex.
He flexed that and said, yeah, we work out together at the mill in Vienna. I'm like, what, does everybody in this town go to this CrossFit gym?
Basically. Yeah. It's kind of a prerequisite if you're from Vienna.
I think so.
I actually think I'm drinking the Kool-Aid next week. They have it scheduled.
Yeah, Jim Jones is stopping by.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, it was, anyways, I liked Vienna and I felt like a rock star. So I was super high on Friday night at the baseball game, having a great time. Felt awful about myself during Saturday with my man boobs and everybody seeing my, terrible outfit.
It's a bad weekend. You need to reassess this weekend coming up because. It's a bad weekend because you're pummeling hot dogs and grilling. Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You gotta do this self-assessment after.
The self-assessment is done. We're locked into 5/27/24. Yeah. All right. And put that in your calendar. All right.
All right.
All right. All right, guys. Hope you had a good time. We had a fun show today.
You're gonna be so bitter 1 year from now.
I know. It's called rinse, wash, repeat. Valdez has heard this speech so many times before.
Hey, I'm going to double down. I'm going to get completely naked.
All right. All right, guys. Have a great day, and we'll see you soon on The Junkies.
Later.
Take care.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.